I think a good range of clip-ons is always good. I use some Audio Technica clip-ons, and I've got a good Audio Technica headset and a Shure wireless headset. But you know, generally speaking, you know, on concerts, generally there's they've got a good range of mics. For me, some of the simpler ones work directly for percussion. So, like for example, with Canjira, you know, an SM57 or a C1000 is really good, and it's the same for a lot of different percussion instruments. You know, a good simple straight ahead mic, you know, can no fuss mic is often a good thing. Well, that's an important thing for me, actually, having the website and making that available. You know, it's not so much now, but when I started to learn, particularly things like Canjira and you know, some of the different instruments, even bongos for that matter, you know, it was really difficult to source the information. You know, you'd be able to get some recordings with bongos on, and well, certainly in London anyway, but also, you know, for people in other parts of the world, this is true. You can get recordings with bongos on, for example, bongos, anything, darabuka, whatever. But then you sort of hear those sounds, and you think, well, how's that done? You know, how are those sounds made? What's the basic tenor of the instrument? You know, what's the basic foundation that, you know, the technique for the instrument? And so, you know, for me, a lot of those instruments were a really long, hard struggle, not to actually get the technique down, or some of the technique down, or enough to sort of do what I want to do on the instrument, but to actually find out how it's played, you know. And so for me, it's really important to, you know, the little bit of information that I know, to make it available on the web. But it's free, you know, people don't have to register or you know, send in a second-hand bookcase or something to me to qualify for use of the website. You know, it's just all there and it's all free. And, you know, it's giving something back, really. A lot of people, I think, don't necessarily give something back in the music world, you know, and it's, I feel lucky to be in the position that I am with music, you know, doing a lot of things that I want to do and playing with people that I respect and like to work with. So, you know, making a bit of money, which is good, but, you know, just give something back, really. I mean, that's it, really.